Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. I want to thank you again for tuning in today. Join me for a few minutes of conversation. I want to have a conversation about hope because every single day, me and my coaches and my community hear about hope from men who are hurting. They feel devastated. They feel destroyed. They feel like they are dying slowly in a sinking ship, usually a marriage or relationship with a woman that's gone wrong. And they talk about hope. They talk about hope in a way that we might talk about hoping our team wins the Super Bowl, hoping we win the lottery, hoping the weather is good tomorrow, hoping for things that are totally out of our control, hoping for things that we have no influence or control over whatsoever. And that's a very futile type of hope. It's kind of an aggravating hope because you know that no matter how much you hope with that kind of hope, you actually have no control. And so you feel weak and you feel scared that your hopes may not be realized. And I want to talk to you about a different kind of hope, a wiser hope, a more healthy, secure, strong type of hope that a man needs to have to get through everything. The type of hope I'm talking about is a belief system. It's not hope that the universe will align and give you everything you've ever dreamt about, but it's the hope and belief that the way everything works out in the end is the way that things are supposed to work out. Now, there's some fear here that when we are not in our health and we're doing stupid stuff and saying stupid things and we're not showing up as the best version of ourselves, the way things turn out oftentimes do not turn out in a way that makes sense because we created our own bad news. So in coaching, what we do is teach you how to think differently about how you're being, how you were thinking, become more secure and proud of the man you've become, and start seeing that when you say the things that need to be said, when you do the things that need to be done, when you make decisions that have to be made and you stay in this lane, the hope is that everything in the end will turn out the way it's supposed to. There's also a hope that there is a lesson in all of this seemingly crazy crap, shit show, if you will, going on, that there's a lesson that you're supposed to learn that's supposed to make your future better. Because with every darkness, there is light. And with every bad thing that happens in your life, even one of the worst imaginable ones of a family breaking up and a divorce, there's something to be learned in there. And I can tell you, and every man in my community who's been through it can tell you, whether he saved the marriage or not, was not the point. He saved himself in the way he thinks and the way he moves in the world. And that has absolutely created a different future. His job, his money situation, the way he fathers, the way he is a friend and brother and son. And if he stays married, it totally transformed the way he is as a husband and the way he is with women. The hope I want you to have is not hope that everything will work out exactly the way you fearfully dream that it must. I want you to hope that everything is going to work out the way that it should and that you're going to be okay, even better than okay, when you stay in your lane and you become stronger, a better version of you, a more wise version of you. Whatever happens will make sense and you will be okay. That's the kind of hope I want most for you. We talk a lot about being consistent and just doing things because you know it's the right thing. Something happened recently and I wanted to show you some merchandise that showed up in my mailbox. There's a guy in the community I've never met personally. His name is Sean. Sean owns a merchandise company, a branding logo company. I get this email. The only reason I do these videos and send newsletters out every single week without wondering what's going to happen or hoping somebody's going to watch them or like me, I just do it because I want to do it. I want to give. I want to serve. I don't care what the outcome is when I do it. And all of a sudden, this guy, Sean, sends me an email saying, hey, I've been watching your stuff for a long time and I really like it and I've never paid you anything and hey, I want to do something for you. And he says, give me your logo files. Give me your branded trademark logo files. Trust me, I won't do anything wrong with them. Trust me, man. Trust me. I don't know this guy from Adam. But I said yes. When you have that kind of hope, you say yes to a lot of things that you just feel make sense. So I said yes, sure, go for it. And then guess what? This shows up in the mail, in my mailbox, a Good Guys to Great Men coffee mug. He sends me that. Then he sends me a Good Guys to Great Men hat. And then there's another version of the hat. It's a camo version of the Good Guys to Great Men hat. He even puts horseshoes on the side. And then he has a Good Guys to Great Men pullover windbreaker, all embroidered. And I am blown away. What did I do to deserve this? What did I do that made me worthy of having somebody go through the trouble of sending me this stuff. And then he sets up a store on his website, which is Ruck and Roeder. I think it's ruckandroeder.com is the name of his company. So I can buy more merchandise. And so I thought, holy crap. Oh, in this video, I said, I told Sean, I'm gonna show the hats and stuff and the mug that he sent, and just tell you guys, if you want one of these, I'll just give it to you at cost too. He set it up pretty cheaply. I think these are $20 or something, these hats. But if you're watching this video and you want a Good Guys to Great Men merchandise, which I never thought I would say out loud, I'd be happy to arrange mailing it to you or whatever it takes to get it to you. I think I can order it through the company and it'll be shipped directly to you. I'll pay for it, and then you could just pay me through PayPal or whatever. But if you think you might want that, fine. But my point is, I never thought I'd be a guy with merchandise. I never thought I'd be a guy who had a hat with my business name on it. I never thought the future would look like this. And the point is, when we stay in our lane, we give, we believe, we care for people, we come from a place of service and love, you just keep doing it. Whether you get divorced or not isn't the point, because when you believe that, when you stay in that lane, good things happen. The outcomes that happen when you drive in that lane as the man you are, those things are supposed to happen. So I hope that perspective helps you today, to give you a different perspective on what hope is. And it's not an insistence on outcome, but it's a belief system that everything will work out okay. I hope that gives you some peace of mind and helps you use the word hope in a more productive way, something that calms your mind and gives you a piece of inner peace and strength that whatever happens is going to be okay and that you're going to be okay, because I believe that as well. Take care, brother. We'll see you on the flip side. Have a great week. Bye-bye.